So you remember, maybe, that Venerable Geshe said the definition of self-grasping is a mind that mistakenly believes that ourself or others that we normally see or perceive actually exists. It's a belief. It's a conceptual mind, grasping, believing, holding tightly to the belief that the people and things that we normally see actually exist. It's almost preconceptual. You rarely hear yourself saying that in your mind. But it is just hold so tightly to everything we see. That's grasping. It's actually believing it exists. So what do you think the correct view of emptiness is? Geshe says, the wisdom that believes the things or phenomena we normally see or perceive do not exist is the correct view of emptiness. So these two are opposite. You know, light and dark are opposites. Wisdom and ignorance are opposite. So if we increase our wisdom, then the darkness of ignorance, the ignorance of self-grasping will reduce, and disappear. But look, the wisdom that believes, so also believing, it's a conceptual mind for us to start with, believes the things or phenomena we normally see or perceive do not exist. Even we're seeing them, even we perceive them, we believe they do not exist. So this is our choice. Day by day, we don't need to be in meditation to do this. We need to do meditation to gain the insight and to gain the conviction. But then throughout the day, there's for want of a better word, a battle going on in our mind. There's that deeply, deeply embedded tendency to believe the things we normally see actually exist. And then there's that growing, ever more powerful wisdom which believes they don't exist. You remember in Oral Instructions of the Mahamudra, Venerable Geshe, he says, you know, we should think, even though they appear, even though they do not exist, they appear. Even though they do not exist, the things that I normally see, they don't exist, and we're going to get more and more convinced of this as we go on. Even though they do not exist, they appear like an illusion-like appearance. Or, we think the other way around, even though they appear, they do not exist like an illusion. The yoga of illusion-like emptiness. So we can practice these two yogas. Illusion-like appearance, even though they don't exist, they appear. Or illusion-like emptiness, even though they appear, they don't exist. Again and again and again, we're training ourselves to overcome our ignorance of self-grasping by becoming more and more familiar with the wisdom, realizing the things we normally see do not exist. It's like we're deprogramming ourselves. It's so deeply embedded. Sometimes I use the example, it feels like we've been inducted into a cult, the cult of self-grasping. We are so used to thinking that what we see exists, it doesn't occur to us that it doesn't exist. And when someone comes along and says, you know, the things you normally see don't exist, we're like, this person's weird, this person's really out there. We have almost no basis for accepting, even momentarily, a short belief so deeply embedded. And we don't question it. Now we have to question it. We'll see how we can question it in meditation and then how out of meditation we have to continuously reinforce the wisdom that we have gained in meditation that sees without any doubt, that sees through valid cognizers, non-deceptive minds, that the things we normally see do not exist. So you just have to keep resisting. All the time we don't actively resist, using mindfulness and alertness in the way that Venerable Geshe-la explains in the section on subsequent attainment in Oral Instructions of Mahamudra, all the time we fail to do that, we give in to our self-grasping. Self-grasping triumphs again. The default is that we will just believe all the things we normally see and perceive exist. It requires active intervention. Gradually, this solid wall of ignorance starts to show cracks. Gradually, through sincere and repeated training, we start to see through those cracks. You know what? Yeah, this stuff is appearing vividly, but it doesn't actually exist. It's a hallucination. Can you imagine being on a hallucinogenic drug that's so strong that things which do not exist vividly appear to you, and they're so vivid. While you're under the influence of that drug, it doesn't occur to you that they are mistaken appearance, that they are hallucinations. This is our condition at the moment, because our mind is pervaded by self-grasping. You remember what Geshe-la said, the ignorance of self-grasping is always in our heart, disturbing our mental peace. Okay, let's move on. So Geshe-la says, because the object of this wisdom is emptiness, the mere absence of the things or phenomena we normally see or perceive, this wisdom is called the correct view of emptiness. So what is the object? What does wisdom realizing emptiness know? Every mind has an object. Every mind knows something, correct mind. So what does the wisdom realizing emptiness know? What is its object? What is it realizing? It's realizing the mere non-existence of all the things we normally see. It's realizing non-existence. It's the non-existence of the things we normally see exists. It's an object of knowledge. It's a holy object of knowledge. It is emptiness, ultimate truth, emptiness. Emptiness is not other than the non-existence of the things we normally see. That is reality. That is the truth. So when we focus on emptiness, that's all we see. It's all our mind perceives or conceives, the non-existence of the things that we normally see. So the word mere absence or mere non-existence of the things we normally see. See that and know you are seeing the truth. This is where we need to get to through our training. So it's called the correct view of emptiness. Hear the word view when we talk about deluded view or correct view. In Buddhism, here view means the mind. Normally we would say, oh, what a lovely view, and we're talking about what we're looking at. Here we say correct view, we're talking about what's doing the looking. The wisdom realizing emptiness is the correct view of emptiness. And Geshe-la says, only this view is the correct view through which we can attain permanent liberation from suffering and ignorance. Only this view. Only this view is the correct view. So we've got to get used to this. This is quite radical. It is so far removed from what we normally think or tacitly assume. The only truth is emptiness. Emptiness, we're going to find out actually, only emptiness is true. Only emptiness exists. So if something exists, it must be part of emptiness.